Okay, crew, remember Curtis? Curtis was my very first producer on this show. Curtis Koch, you remember him, Steve?
Went to Nashville?
I think he's in Florida.
Florida, yeah, but he had to go through Nashville to get there.
Well, his mom and dad have a new shop in his hometown of Crystal Lake, and we thought on a Foodie Friday we would talk to Curtis's mom, Kathy. Kathy, how are you today?
I am great, Lisa. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You raised a good kid.
We are so proud of him. We're proud of both of our kids. They both turned out really well. We're very lucky.
What made you dive into the spice and tea world?
Oh, gosh. Tom and I were on a vacation down in Florida, and we wandered into this cute little shop and walked in there. Didn't even know the name of it the first time we walked in, and we were like, this place is incredible. The sights, the smells, we fell in love. We spent a small fortune and still didn't know the name of the store. Walked out, turned around, and looked at the sign, and it was the Spice and Tea Exchange. While we got home and ordered a bunch of stuff online to get more, and I realized you could start a franchise, and I thought, okay, this would be really great in Crystal Lake. So that's what started this whole journey. We were so excited to bring something home.
And were you down in Florida visiting Curtis? Is that what prompted all of this?
No, it was long before Curtis moved down to Florida. Yeah, we've been stalking this store for about 4 years.
Wow. And today's your grand opening.
Yes, we opened November 22nd. We had a soft opening, but today is our official grand opening. Yep.
And it's the Spice and Tea Exchange of Crystal Lake. So do you believe that there are teas out there that are healing or that can offer us, you know, what we need so we can get to sleep easier or wake us up or... Tell me about that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. We have lots of different teas that can do both. Like if you want to wake up, we've got lots of black teas. We've got some mates, which are high caffeine. The nice thing about tea is the caffeine is comes out at a nice steady level. You don't have that rise and crash like you do with coffee caffeine. There's an amino acid called L-theanine in tea that helps with that. And as far as calming or sleepy teas, chamomile is a great alternative for that. We have some teas that have valerian root, which is a really good calming, ashwagandha in there. There's so many different ways you can use teas as medicine, so to speak.
And is this the only Spice and Tea Exchange in this part of Illinois?
This is the only Spice and Tea Exchange in all of Illinois. Yep, we're it so far.
Oh, that's great. You know what I've found, Kathy, is that it seems like grocery stores used to offer just about every spice you could want, and that's not the case anymore. I mean, you can't even go into a regular grocery store and get jerk spice or things that...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there is a rising need for finding what you want, especially people who have ethnic backgrounds and want to cook food that they would have cooked in their home country that they just can't find what they need in a regular grocery store, and I'm guessing you cover some of that.
We cover a lot of that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, a lady walked in and she wanted Ras Al Hanout, and we didn't have it, but we had the recipe to blend it. So we blended it for her, and she was thrilled, and we all learned something new. It smells incredible. It's nice warming spices. So we all learned just because she needed something. So it's really fun. It's an exciting adventure for sure, and all of our stuff is so fresh that what you see in the grocery store is so different than what we have here. So we would encourage everybody that's looking for something new or just looking to, you know, clean up their spice cabinet, we've got something for you.
What did you just say she came in and asked for? Because I got to tell you, that's not anything I've ever heard of before.
Right. It was Ras, so it's R-A-S-L-E-L, and then Hanout, which is H-A-N-O-U-T. Something I had heard of, but I had never tasted. I had never blended it, so we looked, and we sure enough, we could make it, so we blended it for her there, yeah. She went and came back an hour later, and we had it for her.
So oh, that's wonderful.
We learned a lot, yeah.
That's cool. Well, it's nice that you've had a soft opening for the past couple months, and then this is the big weekend for you guys in Crystal Lake. It's a Foodie Friday, so we always like to catch up with different aspects of food, and we've never talked about spices or teas before. Congratulations on landing this franchise, and where in Crystal Lake are you located?
We are right in the downtown, so it's 57 North Williams, right in the heart of downtown Crystal Lake.
Oh, so you can jump off the train there, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a walk from the train station, for sure. We've had people already who have taken the train from Chicago, from different suburbs, Park Ridge. They've come here for our spices.
That's wonderful.
And our teas.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with your new venture.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. That's Kathy Koch. Her son used to produce this show. It's the Spice and Tea Exchange of Crystal Lake.